from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
As 2021 draws to a close, it falls upon us to review the year and look ahead, I think. And we'll do this in our usual brief style. So I'm going to immediately pass the baton over to Nigel and say, OK, 2021, what about that? And what about 2022?
Well, in 2020, and 2021 was going to be the year when everything was resolved and we slipped back into kind of normality, and the pandemic was a drifting quickly into past memory and history, but it didn't turn out like that. But in truth, Martin, I actually think 2021 has been a good year. And it's been a good year because we've had a chance to embed some of the decisions that were taken in panic in 2021. And we've had a chance to think about the long-term issues. And we've had a chance to begin to redefine work and the meaning of work and redefine what we as workers want to get out of our lives and how we want to slot into our wacky, complicated society. And the things that we are no longer prepared to put up with, and the things we want more of, and the things we want less of. So I think it's been a defining year. I see it as a year of transition. And in 2022, we will get back to something vaguely approaching normality, but perhaps not in January, or maybe even in February or September. But we will be well on the way, I think, by 2022. So I think that the opportunity of 2022 is to put into place firmly some of the quasi decisions and the tentative arrangements that we began building in 2021 and stick to them. And I think that's what I want to do. I want to change my life. I want to change my life around. I won't be getting on planes in the way that I used to, but I do want to get back in contact with the world in a way that I haven't been able to do in the last year. But I want to do it on my terms much more. And this is this year is when I said, no, I'm not going to go there. I'll do it on Zoom. And previously they said, sorry, see you later. Now it's, well, that'll be fine. So I'm going to consolidate that. So I'm going to have more choices available to me. And I think a lot of people will have more choices, not everyone, sadly, but a lot of people will have more choices. So that's my view. I'm optimistic. I still believe that this is the age of learning and lifelong learning, and more people recognize that. I'm astonished at how much learning culture has gone from being peripheral and being dismissed, CIPD, no less, dismissing it as a irrelevant and insubstantial topic a mere 9 months ago. That makes that research report look pretty thin and rather juvenile now, because absolutely everyone is talking about how they can embed learning faster in organizations to make them more resilient and to help them adapt. And I can't see a better way of doing it than learning culture. So the world has kind of gone my way, which is I think that's a very selfish thing to say, so therefore I'm okay. But I do think that the fact that it's gone my way makes it a better place and a more flexible, more interesting place. So I'm looking forward to 2022. It'll be different from this year, but it will be a year when I think I'll get to do things that I want to do that I haven't been able to do, and I won't do things that I used to have to do because I thought there was no alternative. So that's my view. What about you, Martin? How are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to look for some controversy, like comments like that about the CIPD report, Nigel. But I don't really have anything controversial to say. I think I would echo some of what you said. I think after the crisis mode of 2020, I think some shifts have happened this year, but I still think there's a lot of uncertainty. I feel that, and I'm not entirely sure, kind of what the year ahead looks like. And I think I have kind of really, this year for me, climate change has been a massive thing. You know, I know that living with COVID and, you know, that sort of becoming endemic is obviously, and all that brings to our personal and professional lives, that's ongoing. But I think the COP meeting and just thinking a lot more deeply about sustainability and the impact that will have across everything has been, that's been quite big for me this year. Yes. And that will continue to be so. I think I'm quite interested from a workplace perspective in the year ahead about, whether learning will get its arms around all the very interesting things that are more strategic that have emerged over the last 2 years, you know, especially around skills. I think if organisations, and they are, trying to change the way they work, you know, build new skills for the future, then who in the organisation is kind of is running that at a senior level and informing that and what it looks like? I wonder if that is something that L&D is doing or not. Yeah. But there are opportunities around that. And I think the other thing about the uncertainties and the opportunities mean, and I'm a big fan of the thinking environment. And I think more than ever, we need to just be thinking clearly and well and understanding different perspectives, giving people voice. And the reason I say that is, if I would encourage all listeners to listen to the BBC Reith lectures this year, just search them up, Reith lectures 2021, and look at the series on AI, and in particular the lecture on AI and work, and look at the pace of change in technology versus the pace of change at human speed. Yes. And you see that we're in a
contradiction.
There's a big contradiction, but I would take one example. And my challenge maybe to our listeners is, if you're, say, thinking about managers and coaching and developing people via manager, what technology tools are you giving to those that are being managed and those that are managing that would help make that relationship a lot more fruitful? Because that is coming down the line. Because people, we know, there's an Oracle bit of research a couple of years ago where people trust AI more than their manager in terms of sharing information. So you think about that, you know, think about the data sharing with an AI and then using that data to inform better conversations around skills and development or whatever it is. That would be my challenge, just to really be thinking through the implications of technology, which is rapidly developing and really going to hit workplaces, I think, and transform them. And maybe we need to be aware of what the implications are of that and how they can best be harnessed. So that would be what I'm thinking about in the year ahead.
No, I think that's right. And again, there's an opportunity as AI takes over the grunt work to make human beings do more sophisticated and interesting and human things. But there's also the chance to get rid of people and whack up productivity. Just as when IT came in, we had that chance to increase leisure and not work so hard. And we used that increase in productivity to work even harder. So I think there are big choices. And maybe I think that Stuart Russell's quite optimistic prognostication, I think, is the one I will go away with. I think he's got a very grounded view of general purpose artificial intelligence, which will come, inevitably will come. And that is totally different from the AI we see at the moment, which is good at doing some things. I think he starts the series by saying, we live in a world where a piece of AI can beat the world champion at Go. So this machine knows absolutely nothing, but it can just process so many options so quickly and learn how to play a single game. And then we've got Google, which knows everything and can process nothing. And he said, that is the basic span of AI. Like, stupid at both ends of the spectrum. But when you get general purpose AI, it comes together in the middle. And that's where the big challenges occur. So, yes, Martin, thank you. So good luck to you for 2022. And we will meet again. And our first talk of the year, our first podcast of the year, will record early in January. And in the meantime, I wish you and everyone listening best wishes of the season. And smile, be optimistic. You know, there's a lot of gloom around, and I'm not gloomy. I think we're on the way somewhere at the moment, and being on the way somewhere is always better than not being on the way anywhere.
I'd share that, and I'd also say thanks everyone for listening this year, and look forward to speaking again next year.
Yes, indeed. And several thousand people are listening, which brings us great joy, I can tell you that. So thank you. Goodbye. Roll on 2022.
From scratch.